Kandahar province in Afghanistan earlier this year. A US medical team is rushing a casualty to hospital. He stepped on an improvised explosive device, or IED. Giles survived. Today, after over 20 operations, he hopes to go back to Afghanistan to photograph the human cost of the war. Others have not survived. This is Kabul, Afghanistan's capital city. Despite increasingly frequent Taliban attacks, most people here, most days, get on with their daily lives. Out in the countryside, it's a different story. This month, the war is 10 years old. The Taliban have laid over 37,000 IEDs, which have killed over 1,100 coalition troops, including 195 British and 718 American soldiers. In 2006, the 3rd Parachute Regiment and support troops were posted to Helmand Province. Stuart Tootle was in command. On August 1, 2006, a Spartan armoured vehicle from the Household Cavalry was travelling along a road in rural Helmand Province. It's about to be hit by a roadside bomb and a rocket-propelled grenade. Stuart Tootle organised the rescue. Those who died were Captain Alex Ida, 2nd Lieutenant Ralph Johnson and Lance Corporal Ross Nichols. The driver, Lance Corporal Martin Compton, alone survived. Today he's married and getting on with his life. This was the first IED attack involving casualties on British forces. Over the next year and a half, almost twice as many coalition troops were killed by IEDs than in the previous 5 years of the war. Thousands were wounded. The Taliban's IEDs had changed the entire character of the war.